T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm with Colonel Douglas Walter, part of the platoon from David Bellavia's unit in Fallujah and in Iraq. If you can, Colonel, go back to that time. Let me just start by asking, does it haunt you to tell these stories again or not, to talk about those really the moments in Iraq that we're hearing about now with David's Medal of Honor?
So David's brought it up multiple times, but, you know, Command Sergeant Major Steve Falkenberg was a guy I considered a mentor, and a friend. And Captain Sean Sims, who was killed, was my best friend. So there's a little bit of emotion tied to it. I'm proud of David. I'm proud of the approach that he's taken. But I also want to be clear that he earned this award, and I knew that from the time I finished the interviews and the writing process. It was clear to me. There was a lot of men who did a lot of very valorous things during that fight, but David's actions obviously stand out, and I greatly appreciate the approach that he has taken, and his humbleness, but also understand that it was a very brave and valorous act, and he's very deserving of the award.
You did write the award nomination. How long ago was that?
I guess it was about 14 and a half years ago, man.
And do they typically take this long? Do you know that?
I don't think it's unusual. I'm not an expert in these type of things, but I think it is not unusual. I think just out in the hallway here, I was looking, there was a Vietnam vet that was awarded one in 2016. So I don't know what the average time is, but I do know that it's not necessarily unusual for these things to be reviewed and looked at. So regardless of how or why, I'm proud of him. I'm proud that it got the recognition that I think he deserved.
So you wrote the award shortly after that Night of Valor.
Yes, ma'am. Probably several weeks later, as we got back and we started going through that process, and that was again an event that really stood out. And so we did a little more in-depth research on it and interviewed every member of the platoon that was there and the others in the company. We even built a PowerPoint slide that kind of showed actions room by room to make sure I had a diagram. I didn't know anything about it, to be quite honest. I was a captain. What did I know about writing medals of honor? So I just tried to be as thorough as I could as we went back and reviewed the events with everyone who was present, while it was still fresh in everyone's mind, and just capture it for posterity, if nothing else, I guess.
Have you ever written another award?
Not a nomination. Medal of Honor, not a Medal of Honor nomination, ma'am. No, multiple other deployments and wrote other awards, but never was a part of an action quite like the one there.
Talk about David Bellavia, his character. What can you tell us about him?
Look, so I took command of the company the first time in February 2003 in Kosovo, and the ground war in Iraq started in March of 2003, and it was very clear to me that we were going to probably end up there sooner rather than later. We were extended in Kosovo because the unit that was supposed to replace us from the 1st CAD Division got pulled off deployment to Kosovo and sent to Iraq. And we had to wait. We were extended 3 months while they had to activate a guard unit and train them up to replace us in Kosovo. So we used that time. We were doing a lot of operations in Kosovo. They were non-kinetic. They weren't nobody was shooting at us, but they were similar. And it was a great opportunity to train. And when we were doing cordon and searches and raids and things like that, but then we also had a firing range inside our area of operations in Kosovo, and so when we get done doing our normal patrols, we would go to that range and we would do battle drill training. We did a lot of live fires, a lot of marksmanship training. And David was one of those young NCOs, young non-commissioned officers that kind of rose up as a guy you could count on as a leader. You guys know well, he's smart, he's articulate, he's quick-witted. He was just a great guy to be around, but he was also a leader. He was a guy that young soldiers were attracted to. And he accepted that role. And he took those guys under his wing and he trained them. And when we returned to Germany in July of 2003, he was one of the guys as the size of the company just about doubled once we got back. And we had 7 months to train to go to Iraq. The day we flew back from Kosovo was the day we found out we were going to Iraq in February. So we had about 7 months to train, and he was, one of those non-commissioned officers that was the foundation of that company that brought new soldiers in, who trained them and prepared them for that fight. And, and I guess this award, I guess, just you see all that come to fruition, I guess. A technical and tactical competent leader, but also someone who was willing to demonstrate selfless sacrifice and selfless service and lead his men.
How do you think he'll do as a Medal of Honor recipient?
As you look at the recipients, the living recipients that are out there now, I just don't think you could have a better guy. Again, he's and I don't mean to pejorative on anyone else. I'm just saying, David Bellavia, I mean, he's smart, he's articulate, he's just so well spoken. So I think he will represent the medal, and more importantly, I think he'll represent the Army extremely well. I just don't think that you could. He's got such a great sense of humor, and he has a way of connecting with people. So I think that he will be just a great ambassador for the medal and for the Army.
Colonel, thank you.
Okay, thank you. It was my pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.